Welcome to Cabronas y Chingonas, a podcast where we talk about queer and Latinx topics such as
Eliza Dushku and Kristen Dunst in Bring It On. I know you saw that,
AKA dude. Torrance. Yeah, Torrance and Missy.
Torrance and Missy. Those are their actual character names. There was so much tension between them in Bring It On. Like, rewatch it as an adult and it changes your life, right?
It's like I don't know. I remember watching it and just being like super into their friendship. You know what I mean?
Quote unquote friendship. I like see you doing the hand signals.
Yeah. And then like they did actually have an openly gay character in that. It was a guy.
Yes. A queer man. Masculine seeming. I don't know how he identified, but cheerleader. Lit. I love that.
What up, cabrona?
What's poppin', chingona? How you feeling?
I'm tired.
You started working, right?
I'm tired. Yeah, I've been working on the railroad all the live long day.
Well, you're on your lean and weight right now. You're over here PAing. Very proud of you. Good job. Step one.
Yeah. But other than that boring crap that I want to get away from. Dude, like, so much has happened since we last recorded.
Everything has happened since we last recorded, it feels like, dude.
Black Panther happened.
Oh, Annihilation happened. Fantastic Woman happened.
Yeah, dude. The whole of the Oscars.
Oh my god, Oscars so Mexican for once.
Yeah, it'll do.
But what was that? Dude. What was that? Like, you're like, nah.
They could do better.
I mean, of course it could always be better, but I'm just really happy Three Billboards didn't win shit, like, other than those little actors, but it's okay.
Little actors, that's like, yeah, okay, well.
Frances McDormand deserved hers, but Sam Rockwell playing the most problematic fucking character, like, man, if you want to hear a nice little review on it, go listen to We Have Thoughts. Go listen to their review on Three Billboards. They're much nicer than I will ever be, but go give them a listen. They have some thoughts.
Yeah, I'm gonna check them out soon. I've been slacking on podcasts, but I have been starting to ramp back up now that I have a commute.
Oh, so it's
been kind of nice.
Anyone you want to shout out right now, or anyone new?
Not new, no. I've just been catching up on my oldies.
On your oldies, oldie goldies. No, I'm, super hyped for this weekend because we're having someone very special come in from New York, and I'm so hyped to have them on the pod.
Oh, you sure are.
Yes.
But, you know, I know, like, I'm jealous of you right now, but yeah, but you were jealous of me last Friday.
Oh, my God. You have no idea.
Yeah, and actually, I do have an idea, but... yeah, basically on Friday, and you were sort of a part of it, I got to interview the lovely ladies of Viva La Round Girls.
Ah, yes. Fucking love them.
Yeah, they're so cool. Thank you to them for having me and all of that. But I want to share the interview with you, the part of it that you were not a part of.
Yeah, I wasn't a part of. I was there in spirit.
And then... yeah, you are. And then everybody, like, just make sure you stick around to the end because we're going to do some shout outs to some Patreons, and we have some a couple of notices, and we have a website to talk about. We have some stuff to talk about. So just stick around
to
the end.
So much change and an awesome interview. I can't wait to hear it.
All right. Well, let me play it for you now. We're going to like fade into it because like we're, you know, very conversational type of thing. All right, guys, welcome to Kableep and Kableep. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves, please, por favor.
I'm Mandy.
I'm Megan.
I think I'm Kiki.
I keep hearing different names, so I don't know.
I know. It's okay, because I'm just going to be Kiki right now. I'll just be Kiki.
Well, we have Kiki, Megan, and Mandy here today. Or actually, I'm here with them, honestly. and they are Viva La Round Girls, a podcast. I'm sure you've heard of them.
I hope you've heard of us.
Yeah.
Probably not.
We've mentioned you, so if you, they should have heard of you at the very least with us. I feel like I'm talking like I'm like super low, like, hey guys, how are you doing? Like, it's like ASMR. She's trying to have that really calm radio voice. Coast 103.5. Yes. Oh my god. Yeah, like, oh, there you go. Like, I'm on like a smooth jazz radio show.
Oh my god, yeah.
That's exactly what I am right now.
That's how I talk at work sometimes. I talk real low.
The only thing I say at work is like 90% of what I say at work is, yeah, for sure. For sure, yeah. That's it. That's
why.
Because I'm like an assistant. Like, all I do is, like, they tell me what to do and I do it.
Oh my god. Yeah. Dang, well, good for you.
All right.
But I have to say so much at work.
That sucks.
I know. And it's all the time.
Well, guys, for the people that don't know who you are, what's your podcast about?
So we are kind of like an conversational / we're letting you know a little bit about each of us and how our self-love growth has been for us. We're discovering things that we don't like about ourselves, but then also things that we need to work on as getting to love ourselves. But then we get political. We'll talk about some stuff that goes on, and we try to recommend food places. Because why not? We're round and we're kind of proud about it, except for when we have back problems.
Hey, I feel personally offended by that.
We're going to go on a Viva La Round Girls food tour around LA. Oh,
man, yes. Bro.
That would be a cool, like...
That would be a cool vlogging experience.
No, I'm not done. Okay, let me talk.
It'd be like bingo.
It'll be like one of those like family van buses, and we'll make it like a two-story one.
Scooby-Doo.
And then we'll just go on a food tour across like California. Like, that will be our jobs. I'll be the driver. All of California? Yeah. All of California.
I'll be your producer.
I'll say Southern California. But I'm down. I think people would actually buy tickets and go on our food tours.
But they have to buy their own food.
Yeah, duh.
And they have to pay you to drive them around.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got to pay like gas and shit. For the round girl
experience.
Hell yeah, they're not ready for it. Mandy, I see you being like Vince Vaughn on that the breakup movie where he's like the tour guide, but he's like all like has the best lines and like all of like the tourists and shit. I see it happening.
I don't know what movie you're talking
about. With the breakup. Jennifer Aniston, right?
Yeah. And oh man, dude, you gotta watch that movie. It's good.
I don't watch straight stuff, so I don't know what she's talking about either.
You don't watch what?
Straight stuff. Hetero things.
Okay, well, you might not like, but this girl does.
I like Jennifer Aniston.
Shut up.
I'm not even lying.
I think Jennifer Aniston's a baby.
You think think she's joking, but today we only watched gay things at school, at home.
I'm so proud. Okay, but here's the thing. And it's because I've listened to
CYC. I don't think you even like Vince Vaughn.
My job is done. The podcast is over. This is the last episode. I've completed my mission.
Damn. No, she does, though. She's been talking about like how it's like, made her watch it, and I'm like, shut up. But then they recommend shows, and I'm like, okay, I'm looking at the description, and I'm like,
Kiki's watching One Day at a Time now.
Yes. And I freaking bawled my eyes out. Mm-hmm. Like a
that's the main thing you do during that show. But speaking of like motivations for podcasting, what, like, I mean, you kind of touched on it already, like why you started it. But I guess you guys could tell us a little bit about like how you started it, how you like came up with the idea, etc.
I want to do it. Can do it.
Take the floor. Take the floor.
We were sitting around a table at their mom's house eating, and we were just talking. And then at some point of the conversation, Maddie leaned back all creepy like and was just looking at me and Kiki talking. It was like, this would make a good podcast. Bam. 2 weeks later, she had all the equipment and we were recording.
Damn.
She knew what she was doing. She knew what she wanted. That's why she married me. She just wanted a podcast.
Oh my God. It was, and then it was like funny because she said it and we recorded it on our phones.
Oh, wow.
Just to be stupid. Like, let's see how it sounds.
Yeah. I have that recording
still. If it flows well, let's see how it goes. So we did it. And I mean, she's like, it sounds good. The only thing that sucks is the quality of the sound.
Yeah. No, what did Mandy say? You can hear Megan breathing on it.
So Mandy, like literally, I think like how long after Mandy like hit me up? I ordered mics. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, she was ready.
Like, you have to pay me back for the mic I ordered for you.
Yeah, but she was like ready for it. I was like, damn, she really ready. I didn't know that was for real. Okay, we doing this. It was cool.
That's dope. Like, that's, I don't know. I had the same kind of feeling with one of my friends back in Texas, not Fred Papita, funnily enough. And we were always like having these super deep conversations. I'm like, we should like have a YouTube channel because I don't know what the hell a podcast was. But we never did it. But he was on our podcast last week. It's okay. Cordarian. Yeah. All right. What else do I have for you guys? What's been, I guess, the best part of having a podcast for you personally?
Meeting other people. Meeting not just at least for me, not just meeting people who listen to us, but wonderful podcasters at Podcastedio Fest, being part of and what's funny is when we set out to do the podcast, we weren't expecting to find a community. We just started because we thought there's this gap in the media.
The right? podcast media.
Yeah, the podcast world. Mm-hmm. And then lo and behold, a few months later, we were at Podcastedio Fest, and that was insane.
We found a family.
Yeah, I think that was the best part for us, is that we got to find a family, a community, and it was really awesome to feel that, because it happened, and it was just it was so, and it's gonna sound funny because it's so Hispanic of us, because we are in a whole large group and shit. It's awesome. It feels good.
That too, and we've learned to communicate better between the three of us, and yeah,
that's dope, man. Having a podcast will keep you close to people that you could potentially drift apart from.
Oh yeah.
We almost lost Kiki a few times.
What?
Just float away, little balloon in the air style.
Like it.
Oh god, no, not like that.
We all float down here.
Oh god. All right, well let's get into the CYC portion of this. So I want to talk about where you guys first saw yourself represented in the media. If you even did, I don't know. I mean, maybe you didn't, but
SpongeBob SquarePants, there's this star called Patrick. Not just playing.
I actually really related to him, so I would believe you if you said that.
I love Patrick. Yeah. I grew, so I didn't have Disney Channel when I was a kid. I had those Saturday cartoons on Channel 5 and 7, but they would show this one Disney movie. What's it called? It was with America Ferrera, and she was on a dance team. It was the first Hispanic. Yeah. Disney Channel movie I had ever
that's
seen.
That's the one where they say "Si se puede." That's what I got it from, right?
Yeah. I think that's what it's called.
A car wash with the car club and everything. I just remember seeing her dancing on it, and I was like, oh my God. She's a big girl, and I was so excited because I was like, she looks I look like her, the same body type, and then I saw her in that one movie, Real Women Have Curves.
Yeah,
life. Especially with the little skinny white boy that was so into her.
Dude. I loved her walk after that. She just found her whole love
her
for herself.
Flowing in the wind.
Yep, she was working it. It was good.
Even with her mom and how her mom just was trying to fat shame her, and I've dealt with not my mom.
Gotta
yeah.
kick it up, by the way.
Let's talk louder. Oh, Gotta Kick It Up is the name of the movie.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was something. I've seen a lot of Bring It On today, so I was didn't want to say that.
They had the same uniforms. The red and white.
Oh yeah. They were shorts, right? Oh no. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
I just remember them wearing shorts and being all mean in the classroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
The teacher was so white and corny though. It's hilarious.
I think I tried to watch it maybe a year ago, and I can't remember anything. Cause I got drunk. I love America Ferrera. I love Superstore. Have you guys seen that?
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what it's like to work in a freaking store. I'm telling you.
It's pretty similar. Superstore, what's funny is, about 3 years ago, when I met, Eva, I was in a screenwriting class, and I wanted to write. I was working in a big hardware store, and, I wanted to write it, about all the crazy shit that was going down. And I kind of imagined Superstore, but dark. And then, Superstore came out, and I was like, this is exactly what I wanted, but, not so funny.
So it needs to be a little darker.
Yeah, I wanted it to be, drama, people getting slapped and shit like that.
Happens, man. Yeah. Happens. Customers in stores are crazy.
They're so crazy. Did you guys all answer what...
No. It was just Megan.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Next.
I think for me, it was Melissa McCarthy. And that was even like later on in life when she came out on Gilmore Girls. And like,
yes, Gilmore Girls.
What sucks about that is she was only on like one or two episodes per season and stuff. But that's when I first saw like her. And we've kind of mentioned her on our show before, where she's not the best. Like, a lot of her roles are a lot of self, like,
Depreciating?
Yes, depreciating.
Like, Fat Amy.
Yeah.
She's, like, put myself down before somebody else does.
Yeah. And the one movie I think that Melissa McCarthy says my favorite is Spy.
I love that movie.
That movie is freaking amazing. And I fell back in love with her on that movie.
I loved her on Gilmore Girls. That's a really good point. She was like super funny.
Yeah.
And she got a love interest too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was great.
Her love was healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like, I don't know. What sucks is like she was still a sideshow character, but they did kind of give her own storyline with her vegetable man.
What's his name? Jackson?
Yeah.
She's been kind of an anomaly. Like, she became a really big star, and yes, it was because of comedy, but it wasn't like at the expense of her.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It wasn't like making fun of her. You know what I mean? Yeah. At least not all the time.
Yeah.
No, like on Spy, she was just a badass. Like, yeah. She turned out to be a fucking badass. It was like, dude, where'd that come from?
Like, I love that movie so much. It's so like,
it's underrated, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
What about you, Kiki? Your ass.
Not on the podcast.
I'm keeping that. I'm making it a soundbite for the future.
Easier to hear it in the future. Ah, my ass.
So I was thinking of, for some fucking reason, the only person that came to mind, and I didn't even want to use it because, for a lot of reasons, but Kip Porter.
Right on.
I don't even.
Wow, that's a good one.
You don't know who Kip... Wait.
I don't know who Kip Porter is.
I don't think she's seen The L Word.
Wait, don't Google it. Don't Google it. She's the sister from The L Word.
She's Bette's sister from The L Word.
L Word was like so long ago for me.
I know.
See, that's what I'm like. See,
we're in the middle of rewatching it for the seventh time.
Oh, see, like, I've been avoiding that for like rewatching because I know at some point I'm going to have to cover it. Mm-hmm. And I've been avoiding it like the plague.
Avoid it. Me and Maddie started one episode and literally said the same to like, fuck, and was so angry in the first 3 seconds of the episode.
Oh.
I might, like,
welcome
for...
Welcome to the show.
I might do it for, like, a pre type of thing before the remake comes out or whatever. But I'm dreading it. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, it's terrible, but...
I can't handle the season I'm on right now. But anyway, back to Kiki.
Sorry.
Yes, who's Kit Porter?
Kit Porter is Bette Porter's sister in The L Word. And I think the reason I, like, feel more like, in tune with her, or, like, kind of, like...
She's relatable.
Yeah, very relatable, is because she's all about, like, women, like, empowering the women, the lesbian crowd.
I fucking,
like,
see it, though. Feminism. She's the biggest ally in Mira Kiki. I fucking see it.
I don't know if I'm the biggest ally. I'm not, like, crazy like that, but...
But you're down.
I'm down. I could totally see you owning a lesbian bar and like telling anybody that hated on it.
Literally on my notes on my phone, way far over there, it says that. Because I was like,
it
I
says
would
open
totally...
a lesbian bar.
Yes.
Honestly, they're dying. Like, there's a whole thing.
There's none. Like, there's none.
San
and I
Diego.
Was like,
there's like one.
Like, there's more that cater to the gay men. Even in
here,
West Hollywood, there's. It's just like, it's kind of sad, and that's still the man thing. When are we gonna do this? Fuck, don't get me started.
Okay, so Kiki's starting a lesbian bar. Good to know. All right,
by
then.
Day it will be a coffee shop. Just
but no, like, I'm
of course,
being serious.
Be
there
the
was
planet.
A part there no, was a part in the episode where she's where Kit's telling her son, because he's not down with the gay stuff, he's like, I think they're freaks, and she's like, if you don't like it, you can get out, this is my life, and they need somewhere safe that they can come and be loved and be free. And I was like, oh my god, Kiki,
what a bad bitch.
Yeah, for real. I was like, Kiki's gonna be yelling at her little child, you better love your kids.
For everything.
That's gonna be Kiki yelling at
yeah
her kid.
Seriously. I'm like, bitch, what? We're gonna be like having a fight off. I made up in my mind, if I ever get in arguments with my kid, we're gonna settle it with a dance off.
Yes.
Oh my god,
healthy.
That's right,
it's a physically healthy situation.
Yeah, we get all that stress out, and at the end of the day we hug it out.
I'm stealing that and putting it in a TV show.
Okay, yeah. Do it. I want to see it. I want to see it. I want to see this.
Just this one scene. So part two of this question, like, have you, like, since then seen yourself represented better or found anything, I guess, that you related to or shit? If not, then what's your, like, dream representation?
Oh, man. My dream representation is a confident, like, not even a teenage girl, but just a confident brown woman who's queer, but, like, is confident in herself without having to put other people down. Are, like, confident in herself without any outside help. Like, she grew up confident. She had a, you know? Yeah. She had, her mom was big and confident. Like, someone who just, like, what's it called? Gives off good vibes to everyone around her and is really smart and not overly emotional. I don't know. Someone that's, has a healthy mindset, you know, that isn't self-destructive.
Yeah.
But I think that comes with the territory of being a girl, the over-emotional shit.
Have you met your sister?
Yeah.
I haven't felt an emotion since 2006. I'm
just kidding. There's two of them. Can
you guys please tell me your secrets? Because, damn.
Like, I cried 10 times today.
I know. Serious.
I cried on a skin, like, a body painting show today.
Oh, I did too, though.
I only cry for TV shows. Does that count?
Yes.
Like, real life? Like,
In our defense, we cried because RuPaul cried. So we had to cry.
Okay.
He's our mother. And father.
Well, okay.
I really liked Elena. Elena was probably, like, one of the closest things for me. Just because she was, like, always, like, standing up to her family, you know? Elena from One Day at a Time.
And I'm like, you don't know or what? Like, I'm like, dude, didn't you say you watched the show?
Dude, I'm sorry. I watched it.
We've watched in 2 days and haven't seen it.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. That's my fave.
She's freaking badass.
I don't know. I feel like our representation for, like, of course, being brown and stuff, like, that's real important. But, like, also big girls in media, it's almost non-existent when you kind of sent us a little bit of what we're going to talk about. I was Googling, like, what the fuck? We had Monique. We had, but even she's skinny girl now. We had the only girl that we basically have right now is Chrissy Metz, the girl from This Is Us. And off screen, she's amazing. But on screen, her character is real, like...
She's quick.
Just say Precious. It's fine. We fuck up names.
What was I saying?
This Is Us.
Okay.
Yeah, like, off screen, she's great. She's real, like, you know, she loves herself, but her character on screen, what is portrayed, is really just not.
It's unhealthy.
Yeah. Her, like, yeah, big girls have body image issues and there are days where we're down and stuff, but that's all her character is. I would like to see her character evolve into a more loving, you know, somebody who actually carries himself with pride.
Sidebar, Monique on the Parkers was everything.
Yes, she was.
She was confident. She went after the man she wanted.
Yep.
A little too hard, but she raised a confident daughter, even though she's a little stupid, thought she could do everything in the world. I will say that is good representation.
You know, I've been rewatching Living Single, and, like, Queen Latifah on that show was, like, she was a big girl. She wore suits, like, 90% of the time. She was basically just, like, a super proud lesbian.
Yeah, right.
But she was.
My God. I thought that for the longest.
But she was just straight on the show or whatever.
She is.
Oh, in real life, she's like dating women.
Queen Latifah didn't come out until, like.
She didn't even come out.
Yeah, she just.
She just dated women.
She just was like,
what? Where have I been?
It's okay, you're not gay.
But it's so funny that, like, in the 90s on Living Single, she was, like, just acting. She wasn't even trying to hide it, dude. Like, she would be, like, have her arm around the girls all the time. She'd have, like, these full-blown suits. She'd be, like, just doing everything as gay as possible. So, honestly, she was really good representation. She just wasn't gay on there.
When men that are gay are called flamboyant, is it the same for women that are, like, openly gay? Is it the same thing?
What do you mean?
Flamboyant.
Like, butchy?
No. Because flamboyant, same, huh? Like, is related to being feminine.
Oh, okay.
I guess.
Okay, that's why I was, like, over so the technically, top. wouldn't be that then.
Or is it? I don't know. Can that's you say like flamboyant?
It's like
just
being butch.
Yeah. They're being boss.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Queen Latifah was just like really in her power in that show. Like,
yeah, she just wore all the suits. She was like the owner of like a magazine company back when there was magazines. Did everybody answer their representation question? It's really just part two to it. I don't think Kiki
did. No. I'm thinking.
Like, there's no current characters. Like, that's really sad, honestly. Like,
it is. It's. You know who I think is funny, though? And he's a boy, though.
I mean, it works.
Okay, cool. I think I'm going to go with Toby. I think I'm more like Toby.
I love him.
What's up?
McGuire? But he's. No. He wears padding.
But the thing is, though, like, put that aside, if we didn't realize that, he is a good representation of a big boy. Like, he is. Like, he dresses very loudly. He's not afraid about, like, wearing, like, non-prints and, like, and then on top of that, like, he's the hype man for his girl. Like, he's, like, the ultimate hype man no matter what she's doing. If she wants to not eat the muffin, if she wants to fucking eat the muffin, he made her the fucking muffin.
Who's Toby?
This is Kate's boyfriend.
Yeah, Kate's boyfriend in the show.
Oh, yeah. I saw, like, the first couple episodes of that show. He's great representation.
Yeah.
And so that dude is dope right there.
And that's how, like, healthy love, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's not say healthy love.
On his part. On his part.
Well, on his part, yes.
He's giving healthy love. But he's down for Kate's cause. Like.
Yeah. He's super cool. And, I mean, the padding thing, I mean, I think it's you can get away with it a little bit because, like, it's kind of the same thing, like, when straight actors play gay, you know what I mean? Like, you're still providing that representation.
Mm-hmm. So but like I'm trying to look beyond that. He's supposed to be a big boy. So if you just think about the big boy and him being a good representative, and he's not even focused about his weight. Like, yeah, he's not.
He's super chill.
Yeah. So it's just one of those things that's like, dude, that's pretty badass. That's cool.
I like him. You're right. For sure. For fucking sure. So other than, I guess, This Is Us and the L Word, what have you guys been watching lately?
Queer Eye.
For the new one?
Have you watched the new
one? It's so good.
It's so good.
I finished it in one sitting.
I did too.
And I cried in every episode.
The one I cried the hardest at was the... Was it like a preacher guy? No.
Oh, the Christian family?
The Christian guy. I cried hard because, I mean, it hits home for me. Like,
yeah.
And so when he was telling him, like, I prayed... He's like, I prayed that you all would feel welcome. I was like... I've been welcome.
I know, like,
you've been loved. He said, what does he say? You've been loved here. And I was like,
damn.
It was good.
Yo, you gotta watch New Queer
Eye. All of those gay men are beautiful.
I'm trying to watch One Day at a Time first. Like, I'm trying to get that over with, and then I'm on to the next. I can't binge watch a bunch of shows at the same time. It doesn't work for me.
I knock them out, man.
Do you? I can't.
Well, Queer Eye, there's only like 6 episodes.
It's great.
Eight.
Okay,
eight.
What's next?
What else are you guys watching?
Skin Wars.
What is it?
It's called Skin Wars. It's on Netflix. It's body painting. Like, it's basically like Project Runway, but for body paint. The art is amazing.
How have I not heard of that?
It's really cool. RuPaul's a judge. Oh. Who else is the girl? Rebecca. Rebecca Romaine Lettuce.
Well, check it out. What about you, Kiki?
Usually at work is like the only time I get to watch TV.
At work?
Yeah. But no, it's cool. It's during my lunch break, which I probably won't even be in the lunchroom anymore. But we usually watch like those like kid chefs that like make a bunch of food.
Oh my! All I can think about is the gif of that kid making like mashed potatoes. Yeah. Fucking mashed potatoes.
Oh my gosh! So I'm like watching it. Like, how do these kids know how to cook and I don't? Like, I literally just sit there and I'm just like, dang! Like, it's one of those things that kind of gets you a little motivated, but then kind of kicks your ass at the same time. It's that kind of show. So.
Well, that's fun.
That's not that fun.
Oh, you're also watching One Day at a Time. So yes. You're excused.
That one's it's so good. I cry like a bitch.
Yeah, me too.
I'm rewatching parts of Shameless, but I'm rewatching Sense8 right now.
Oh.
For like the 10th time.
Ooh, you guys want to talk about Shameless? I mean, not Shameless, Sense8. Sure. I've only watched 4 episodes of it.
It's so good. You have to get past those 4 episodes.
You have to.
6
yeah,
episodes.
I've heard that.
It's slow. They're you have awful. To get past them.
I hear that. I gotta get past it. But I mean, like what it's done. Like, everything that I read about it, it's dope.
It's, like, yeah. the most representation that they could have. They shoved into that show.
Real trans actors playing trans characters.
Strong female characters.
Like, diverse and, like, as far as race goes. Mm-hmm. Like,
religion. Everything.
And it's, like, a well-rounded show from what I hear.
And orgies.
Lots of orgies.
I thought it was just one.
No, there's, no,
there's
two.
There's two? Yeah.
There's two or three. Mm-hmm. But it's so beautiful because there's so many different skin colors. And you just see them moving and it's like, Jesus.
The main thing that I've seen this like three times because of my former roommate, is like the scene where they're all apart, or most of them are apart, but they're singing that What's Up song.
Yes. That is life.
And they're like crying and singing at the same time.
We're watching it. We're binging it this whole weekend now.
Down. I love it. I can't. I watched it first, and then for me talking about it so much, I finally got Kiki to watch it. And then after both of us talking about it so much, I had to force Mandy to sit down and watch it. She fell asleep during the same three episodes.
Yeah.
Over and over.
They're hard. It's hard to get
through the first four. Like, I'm probably going to skip. I'm going to, like, read probably the description of the four episodes, like, the plots, and then go to the fifth. Because I can't watch them again. Sensei. Have you seen it, Kiki? Sounds, it looks like no.
No, I have.
Okay. I actually have a surprise for you guys.
Ooh.
It's not that great. No, I would not torture you.
No, she's gonna have a dance off with you.
Oh my god,
she's got beef with you, Kiki. Time to get down.
Exactly, it must be a name thing.
Oh no, What's that movie? You ready to get served?
You got served.
I'm done.
Is that a terrible dance movie?
Yeah.
With Channing Tatum?
No. Channing Tatum will step up. Right?
Yeah, step up to the streets.
The only movie that I ever like enjoyed watching that had Channing Tatum in it was that one with where Amanda Bynes was pretending to be a boy.
Oh, she's the man?
She's the man, yeah.
Amazing.
I loved anything that was remotely gay in the 2000s.
She's the man, yeah, like, totally ooh, did things.
One person I didn't mention from earlier is Raven Simone.
Oh, yeah.
The reboot of...
She was like one of the best Disney shows ever, yes, too. Like, I loved she was a big girl, like talked about it.
They rebooted it.
It's Raven's Home now.
Yes, and I've only seen like 5 of the episodes, but I'm shipping her and Chelsea.
They do it like outright, like it's on purpose. They're mm-hmm. on purpose making it like, I think this was the only way that Disney felt that it could do the two mom household thing.
Yeah.
So, and then I don't know, like they also have that like the neighbor girl. You know what I'm talking about? Like, the neighbor girl, she's, like, this white girl. Oh, and she talks like she's from New York.
The little Megan on the show.
If you ever wanted to know what Megan was like as a child.
She seems super gay to me, but I've talked about this before. I think, like, I did it on one of my
intros.
Disney
has their first gay character, though.
They finally got
one. It's a little boy,
yeah. That's true. We, like, tweeted about it. We're really excited.
I want to go see
Love, Simon. Disney's going slow, but they're going right, I think. They're giving them full-rounded characters.
Well, technically, like, the very first one was on that Charlie show. It was, like, the very last season, and it wasn't really a main character. It was just,
Good
like...
Luck, Charlie?
Yeah.
They had gay moms,
but it was, like, one scene, and that was it.
But they were, like, power lesbians.
Yeah. They were.
What?
Nothing.
What? You have candy?
She's
giggling. Where did you get candy from, girl?
I saw you eat it. Give me one.
I
don't got no more.
That's all.
That's all.
Mira, but Raven Simone and Cheetah Girls saw a big girl dancing her life away.
Is this gonna fall?
Cheetah Girls, Cheetah Sisters.
Hey, hey.
Oh, thanks for responding. What's up, dude? Are you gonna... Yeah, twice.
Oh, shit. Sorry, I'm driving right now. What's poppin'?
I have the Round Girls here.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Hey. Don't crash, man. Pull over so we can see your face. Ow.
Oh yeah, do you want to FaceTime?
I'm so... Yes, but I'm driving, so I probably won't go to see them, but they can see me.
Then no, don't worry about it.
Yeah, we don't want to put all that danger out there into the world.
Do you want to do your speed around, dude? Like, can you even do it while you're driving?
Yeah, fuck yes, I can.
Alright.
I know, like, a couple of the questions
created the list. So we were gonna do a speed round, basically, where she's gonna ask a bunch of questions to you guys that are pretty easy questions, and you were gonna answer them like as fast as we can.
SpongeBob Caveman came out. Let's go.
They're SpongeBob Cavemanning, dude. So, I mean, they're ready if you are.
God, I hate the SpongeBob Caveman.
You know the SpongeBob Caveman meme?
Oh. No. Oh, wait, yes. I do know the meme.
Thank God. Okay. All right, dude. Do you want to do your questions? Okay. Do you remember some?
Yes.
All right.
I remember some. Okay, so guys, first question is, what's like, oh fuck, I already forgot the question. No. Okay, I remember one of them. Okay, so what's your favorite comfort food?
Favorite what?
Comfort food.
Mashed potatoes.
Chili cheese fries.
Pizza.
I love fucking chili cheese fries. Pizza?
Yes, queen.
All of those are right answers. All of those.
Mashed potatoes with butter.
Okay, I have another question. Dude, I had some today. What's your guys' favorite cartoon?
Ooh.
Little Mermaid. Does that count?
No, it's yeah. A movie. It's a cartoon, though. It's animated. It's a speed round, so.
Proud Family. Sorry.
Proud Family. I love Proud Family. And they had, like, the bullies around girls.
La Cienega Boulevard is my
dragon. Oh, God. That, yeah, when I saw the street awesome. And I came here for the first time, I was like, La Cienega, like, I'm Proud Family.
Yes! Did you see yours?
I did not.
Megan, see, do you? If you don't have one, it's okay.
She's like, no.
Oh, no, no. Ed, and Eddie.
Ed, and Eddie. They're good. Yes, the
Ed,
plank.
Ed, and Eddie. Oh, my God. Yes. I did so many bad, like, oh, bad decisions. But I fucking love Ed, and Eddie.
All right, Fried Papita. Question number three.
Do you remember?
I have the list. Do you want me to just say them?
Girl, hold on. Right?
Yeah.
Where the fuck
are they? Well, I just gave you a clue, Fried Papita.
Yeah, Fried Papita.
Oh, shit, yes. Okay, all right. Very, very deep, important question, guys. Okay, so Fried Papita or chips?
Ooh.
What? Like Fried Papitas or chips? As in
Fried Papitas all day, every day.
That's an easy one, honestly.
I know.
Oh, they're French fries, all right.
Yeah. Yes.
For all those white folks.
And Francois. I guess my last, do you remember the other one, Micah?
I do. There's actually, you have a couple more, but let's go with what's your favorite episode of yours on your podcast that you have?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Pizza Tots. Fuck you.
They're married, guys.
I know, they are.
Happens. Now, Pizza Tots is really, really big turning point for our podcast.
What about you, Kiki?
It was that episode.
That one, too?
Yeah.
She's right. Married, too.
No, it's just, it was. They're really,
a throuple.
It was.
It's a little incest.
It was a big
she's
one.
Our,
she's our child. She's our baby. She's Sub carrying it. Our child.
Aw, that's right.
Oh, that is right. Oh, my God, congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Wait, I want to change my previous answer.
Okay, change.
She wants said to change fried papita or chips. I want fried papita with fried papita.
Oh, damn.
Game. Look at her showing game.
I'm sorry, she's married.
She's married? Can you calm down?
We're in an open relationship.
You can have her on Sundays.
On Sundays. You actually, let's see, do you have any other questions?
I do. I have another question.
It's your last one.
If you guys could is the last one?
Yeah. I'm imposing that.
Oh, okay, fine.
Boss.
If you guys could pick a favorite podcast to recommend, what would you guys recommend?
You can't say that. I was gonna say, you can't say that. You know what they're gonna say. Okay. What are they gonna say? Not us? Like, come on.
Leave the wrong girls. Pretty good podcast.
Podcast to someone other than us.
Viva La Wrong Girls.
It's a solid podcast. The girls are funny. Food's great. Music's great.
She's right. It's Viva La Wrong Girls all the way.
Oh, fuck yes. I'm like, oh my God, yes.
She agrees by a lot.
Maddie's always telling me when I haven't listened yet, she's like, she fucks with us.
This is a Maddie question. Oh, she's a podcast listener.
I know. Maddie's our biggest.
I just hate it because it's not part of our Brown family, but it's Modern Love. It's by
a great podcast.
God, I don't know who it's by, but it's basically love stories that are put in the New York Times, and then they have actors read them, and they're just amazing, like, what? Love stories, and it's different kind of love, like parental loves, gay love, all even the kinds, like, of love.
After divorce, transitioning.
Like chicken soup for the soul. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maddie's like a big sap. A little bit of everything. She doesn't want you to know, but she's like a big sap.
Oh, I completely relate to Mandy in that way.
I told you we're the same person.
We really are.
Same glasses.
Almost. All right, Fred Papito. Well, thanks for tuning in or whatever. Thank I'll talk you. To you in like a second, but like 4 days from now, whenever we were, it's complicated.
Okay. Whenever you pull over, FaceTime so we can say hello. Man,
bye.
Bye.
Drive safe.
She's like, in a second, but
she always
days.
Says two bye. She's like, bye. Bye.
We were just talking about how Maddie, we get off the phone with Maddie and Kiki's mom. It's like 20 okays. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Bye. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Bye.
Okay. See you tomorrow. Okay. Bye.
Why are parents like that?
Not mine. Mine was just like, my mom doesn't even say okay or say bye. She's just like, mm-hmm. Click.
It's wow.
Like, did you hang up on me, mother?
My mom always says this. Okay. She always does exactly that. Like the biggest sigh in the world for no reason.
That's awesome.
She's really dramatic.
That's awesome.
Like, you have to leave me now.
She's like, you left the state. So dramatic. All right, so I guess let's close off the episode as quick as we can with a song recommendation from you guys. That's what you do on your podcast, by the way. If you go to their podcast at the end of it, they'll give you their song of the episode, basically.
Songs that get us through the week.
Yeah, there you go.
So my song for the week is I showed Maddie three songs I wanted to put on. One was Not Megan Enough, one was Too Much Megan, and the third one was Just Right.
It's like Goldilocks.
Yeah, mind you, the one that was Too Much Megan was Slipknot. So my song for this week is by Taking Back Sunday.
Yes.
Cute Without the E. One of my favorite songs, and of course, Taking Back Sunday, I'm obsessed with right now because I may or may not be seeing them on the Final Warped Tour.
I would totally go with you to that.
Cause look, you have a person I can send you now.
Go.
I love Taking Back Sunday and all those. Like,
the Used, Taking Back Sunday, I saw Sum 41.
Like 2 or 3 years ago at the Warped Tour.
I want to go so bad, and it's the last one. It's like the end of
That's
my childhood.
That's so sad. So
I get
sad.
It, though. That genre is kind of all of them, everyone's old. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to shows anymore because
I still have those band tees. Like, I can't let go.
It takes like 3 days to get the dirt out of your hair and 4 days to get back feeling in your legs.
And I actually turn a shade of Mexican, like,
right? You don't stay pale. You actually look identifiable as a Mexican.
Yeah, people believe me for like a month. And then, all right, what
about you? My song is Love Is Gone by G-Eazy. It's very political. I love it.
I know very little about that guy, but okay, cool. Mm,
he's hot.
I think, yeah, there's a lot going on with him, though. He's interesting to look up because there's a lot
Wasn't
going on.
Wasn't he dating Lana Del Rey? I think I hate him on principle for dating Lana Del Rey.
Wait.
Why?
Because Lana Del Rey is trash.
Because nobody else should be dating her but me.
I mean, okay. I'm like, we went two different ways.
Yeah, I was like, wait, I know. Because in my head, I'm like, why? Like, she's awesome. And then her, I'm like, ooh, okay.
I don't know why she's trash.
I
have
strong opinions. Like Lana. I like her. For now. I mean, I don't know anything bad about her.
They actually do. He suffers with a lot of like mental stuff. And I think so does she. So they kind of like do this whole balancing out. I kind of dig it. I'm not like Megan.
Interesting. This is the first time I've heard anybody be okay with that relationship.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay.
How many times have you talked about it though?
A lot. Well, two of my best friends like are obsessed with Lana Del Rey. Well, go on, because we have 2% left.
Okay. So my song is by Kanye West, Never Let Me Down. And it's old school, so it's not like the new stuff. It's better.
So it's good.
It's better, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Can we close out doing our whole Kiki, Maddie, Megan, Rob?
You have to. Bye. You have to.
How do we do it?
I don't know.
I'm Kiki, I'm Maddie, I'm Megan.
Thank you for having us on your show.
I know.
Thank you for having me have you on the show.
Anytime. No,
it was cool. Thank you.
For sure.
Maybe
for
next
sure.
time I'll be sitting up.
Maybe. I feel like a laying down podcast is way better, but yeah, go ahead and do your outro because I want to hear it live.
Okay.
We are the
okay. I'm Kiki.
I'm Mandy.
And I'm Megan.
And we are the Round Girls.
I just got shivers. Dude, they did it.
Dude, that was so amazing. Like, I love their intro.
On the spot.
It was on the spot.
Yeah, I wish we had those skills.
I think we're both, like, mad awkward. I think that's what it is. Like, we're just, like,
Yeah. especially me. Like, I had to work myself up to being regular me, I guess.
Yeah, but I feel like you're only like that, like, because we're over the phone. I feel like in person, you're, like, really, like, normal.
I get all hyped up. Yes,
your vibe is very different.
No, I meant with them. Like, even with them, like, in person, I was, like, shy.
Really?
I had a lot of fun with them, though.
Oh, they're I listen to them religiously. Like, when they don't have an episode out, I notice. Like, I'm like, yo, but y'all gonna do me like that? Y'all ain't gonna have an episode? Like, but I love them.
Which, speaking of, like, quick, since you said that, next week we don't have an episode coming out, but we do have a Guillermo del Toro themed episode up on our Patreon.
Yes.
So go check that out for next week if you're missing us, which you probably aren't. But anyway, yeah, head to the Patreon if you want an extra episode from us. It's from a while back, but it's still a decent episode. It's still informative.
Yes, please send us the monies for the Patreon, por favor. So I really thought it was very interesting that Kiki brought up Foxy Brown. Because a fun fact about the L word is that Foxy Brown, Pam Grier, was Bette Porter's sister, Kit Porter. She's the one who ran... She ran the planet. She did the club. Like, she's an icon. She's an icon. She's a legend. She's she starred in a bunch of, like, blaxploitation films in the 70s. And she's a goddess. Like, currently and always has been a goddess. So I really love that she brought up that she saw herself in Foxy Brown. That's super special.
Yeah, that was one of the more unexpected representations that I got from them.
I loved it. And then they also brought up Will Real Women Have Curves with America Ferrera, which I definitely want to bring up. We should definitely do an episode on that coming up soon. I definitely want to compare that to Lady
Fantastic
Bird.
Fantastic idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And No, and you know, Kiki, if you're going to really start a lesbian bar, like, invite me. I want to go and name it after Viva La Round Girls. Like, I would be there, girl.
You know what? Cabronas and Chigonas can be, like, opening night. You know, we can be the hosts.
Yes.
We can be, like, the MCs. We can host a party for opening night. Yes. Like, hey.
Yes, we'll host the party's opening night, Kiki. And then the day after, you guys could do, like, I don't know, free drinks for all the cabronas, you know, and the chingonas, you know, free drinks.
That's, like, not a great business plan.
It's bad. The way we mean you can probably drink, like, we would...
Yeah, not a good idea, but, you know, we can still show the people a good time.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and I, they've been watching Queer Eye and the L Word, and I just, I don't want to rewatch the L Word either, Maite. Like, I don't blame you. Like, that's not something
I
want to do.
Dude, I fucking don't want to watch it again, but I know I will at some point.
We got to, because they're going to do that remake, and, you know, we... Jenny,
yeah, it's a part of, like, it's a part of lesbian television history.
It is.
And I feel like if I don't do it, like, I'm not doing my due diligence.
I mean, come on.
Like, so I don't know.
It's like a lesbian rite of passage to watch the L Word, so we gotta cover it.
It really is. I mean, hopefully on that one, I know you don't like TV, but hopefully on that one you can help me out, because there's a lot to talk about.
Oh, definitely, dude. I have every season, like, on DVD.
You have, see, yeah, you already are taking the reins on this one.
All right, cool. And, oh.
What else? Yeah.
And I love them. Their energy is just, one of my favorite things about their podcast is that it's like literally sitting down and talking to your homies. Like, and not just any homies, like your most positive friends. Like, your most positive homies, too. It's like, if you're having a bad day and you just want to laugh, like, you're going to listen to them. And so I am at work having a bad day, and I put them on to get me through, you know? So I love them. I really fuck with them. And I hope more people listen to them. You guys go listen to Leave It Around Girls, because so much love there. I fuck with them.
for sure. Yeah, I like how like open they are. Yes. You know, it's like something that I admire greatly, considering who I am as a human being.
they're
I'm like, wow, you guys.
They're vulnerable. Wow. They're very vulnerable, and I appreciate that.
For sure.
But yeah, so you guys,
what else, check do you them have out. Any other?
No, I.
You have anything else you wanna?
Don't. Other than I'm jealous and I can't wait to go to LA because I want to definitely record with them as well because I stan them. but other than that, nah, just. We recently got a website, you guys.
Yeah. What? God, I didn't realize how much of a pain it would be, but it looks pretty.
I like it. It's beautiful.
I did what I could.
It's beautiful. I love it.
It's there.
You guys can now just Google us.
you already could, but you can now go. It's like your one-stop shop. Like, if you need to figure out where to listen to us, if you want some links to like random crap that we talked about, like now there's a place for it. If you want to know who we've collabed with, I have all of that there, like social medias, how to contact us, everything is there. So now if you want to recommend us to somebody, lead them there, and that's all that
yes,
they need.
They could just put it in the Googles, put it in the, you know, cabronas y chingonas, and there we are, you found us, we easy.
.com. Like, it's just cabronas y chingonas .com. Like, no Google necessary.
That's so lit. I love it. It's so pretty, and I can't wait for you guys to go visit it and yeah, go look at it. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and if you want to help us, like, if you want to help us, you know, like, pay for the damn thing,
yes,
you can hit us up on Patreon like we mentioned earlier. And to the people that are already helping us, I'll go ahead and start off with giving our monthly shout outs to our people.
Yes.
One of the patrons for my cafecito is Noel.
Hey.
Who is the host of Highline Life. Noel? We've mentioned her before. You're amazing. You're the dopest. Thank you for still supporting
us. Thank you, girl. And then I guess another one that I want to shout out is Raciel. You're the shit. You just followed me on Twitter. I feel awesome. Thanks so much.
He followed me too.
Right? Like, I'm like, yes, we made it. Yeah. Like, we're cool enough now.
We did it. Fuck, who else do I have? Oh, and shout out to my people from the land down under, Australia. What's up, Alicia? Thank you for sticking around this month.
Yes. You're
awesome. What up? Hit us up again. Let's chat.
Yes. What's poppin', Australia? And I guess Mari Maj, she's actually going to be here this weekend, so I'm mad excited to, like, go kick it with her.
You lucky motherfucker. How are you gonna hang out with two awesome people?
I know,
in the same weekend.
Three, because I'm gonna hang out with Ecolores too, so it's like, yo, what's up, like.
Oh god, if I hadn't like had a great weekend this past weekend, I would be so angry right now.
See, it's even because you gotta hang out with my girls, so it's even.
Yeah. And I also saw I saw the boys and I saw people. It was great. It was a good weekend.
And I guess I think I have one more shout out. I want to give a shout out to Bay. Thank you so much for supporting. I will not name you, but you know who you are. So thank you so much for supporting. And
thank you, Voldemort.
Thank you. No. She's not Voldemort. No, she's not evil. But thanks so much, Bay.
They shall not be named.
I mean, you know, she likes her privacy. So, you know, I'm not going to put her on blast. But yeah, thanks, babe.
I'm putting you on blast.
You put me on.
Tom Riddle.
And do we have any more announcements?
The only other one I want to mention is that I was at 90% sure that I was going to Klexicon. I'm at like 99% sure that I'm going to Klexicon now. So definitely hit me up if you want to meet up there, because I don't know that I'm going with anybody.
Oh, at the moment. Come on, y'all. Hit my dip. Kick it with her.
All by myself.
Don't want to be. I mean, it didn't even rain over there in LA like one time. How are they? Are they okay? Are they freaking out?
They were fine. Okay.
Are you okay? Are you LA now?
It rained like 2 days in a row. Who cares? Who cares about the weather? Anyways.
No, I just say that because I'm like, yo, people from LA be making a big deal about rain. Like, is really doing something. I'm like, what? It rained for like
weeks. We're in
weeks,
a drought.
Months here. I'm like, whatever.
We need water.
Yes. Yes, you do. But yeah, so yeah. Let's steer away from the weather again. But yeah, so thanks so much for listening, you guys. Thanks so much for Patreon supporters. Shout out to Viva La Round Girls. Shout out to We Have Thoughts. And shout out to Guillermo. Shout out to Rita Moreno. Like, it's just been an awesome week.
Congratulitos to Guillermo for his win.
It's been so long coming.
And congrats to Jordan Peele for his win.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, if it couldn't be Get Out.
Get Out was one of the greatest.
Yeah, if it couldn't be Get Out, I was like Shape of Water. Like, if it's not going to be Get Out, Shape of Water. You know, like, they're both deserving.
And it the screenplay for Get Out deserved that award.
It's so original. And shout out to Coco for having an original song. Shout out to Coco for winning for best animated feature. Like, and all the queers that worked on that. Yo, I didn't know everybody was queer working on Coco.
Of course, I mean, I knew. Look at the visuals. That's all you gotta.
I mean, that's right. too amazing. You know, they are too amazing. Shout out to us. Like, no, look at me taking credit. No, but shout out to everyone out there who was queer and worked on Coco. So it was lovely. It was beautiful.
For sure. And we just got new stickers in, so we're back on our. If you leave us a review and hit us up on our DMs, then we'll send you a sticker if you would like one.
Yes. Oh, you know what?
If you don't want a sticker, you can still review us. You know what I mean? Like, that would definitely help us out.
Yes. If you guys want to meet up, I will give you a sticker as well, too. So if you need one, hit me up. I'm in Dallas. Might this in LA. We will see you. We'll most likely give you a sticker.
We have stamps, you know? Like.
Also, I have stamps, so... But yeah, so it's
all right. And then of course always follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter at CYC podcast, on like everything, facebook.com/CYC pod. Email us with any concerns at CYC podcast mail@gmail.com or DM us either way.
Yes. And Maite, what's your personal?
MYTE panda.
And my personal
on Twitter.
Yeah, on Twitter. And then my personal is at fried butpita on Twitter. Hit us up. We are super responsive on Twitter. And yeah, hope you guys...
We're not as responsive anymore, but...
Oh, you know, she's not so responsive anymore, but I got us.
I miss Twitter. What happened on Twitter today?
What happened on Twitter today? You know, voting. Everyone was just voting.
I gotta go.
Everyone's voting. And I'll send you a couple memes. I'll catch you up. And
congrats to everyone who like did the damn thing and went out to vote. So
yes.
If you didn't, then come on.
Dude, there was a long fucking line. That Democrat line was long as fuck, okay? Everybody was voting.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it was popping.
You should be on that line happy as hell. It's fine.
But yeah, so thanks so much, you guys, for listening. And check us out later. Love y'all. Bye.
Peace out.